You're listening to SBS News.
Surrounded by photographers, Sri Lanka's new president-elect makes his way into a Buddhist temple to offer prayers.
I have prayed that we can all in Parliament cooperate to resolve the problems of this country.
The problems Ranil Wickremesinghe is tasked with fixing are daunting. Sri Lanka's economic crisis has left its 22 million people struggling with shortages of essential imported items, including food, medicine and fuel. And the six-time Prime Minister must placate swathes of the public, furious about failures by the ruling elite. His supporters, though, took to the streets celebrating his victory with music and dance, as well as firecrackers. This unemployed man has expressed hope for the country's future under new leadership.
There is a very good chance that the queues will disappear in the near future. If Ranil Wickremesinghe had become the president before the crisis, he would have done some good. I have confidence in him.
Parliament voted by secret ballot for the new president. Outside the presidential office, around 100 demonstrators gathered, expressing disappointment at the result.
Parliamentarians have failed us. They have failed us because they have not listened to the people's demands.
The office was stormed by a sea of protesters earlier this month, forcing out the incumbent Gotabaya Rajapaksa. Prime Minister Wickremesinghe was automatically appointed acting leader under the country's constitution. Many of the hundreds of thousands of people who took to the streets opposing Mr. Rajapaksa had wanted Mr. Wickremesinghe gone too, labelling him an ally of the Rajapaksa family. It's a perception that persists.
At this moment, we are not happy at all because he came to the parliament without any vote base. He came from the back door to the parliament and he came and protected the Rajapakshas. Now, again, he's there to protect the Rajapakshas.
The 73-year-old denied being close to the Rajapakshas.
How am I old friend the Rajapakshas? When did I know the Rajapakshas? I've been opposing them all this time. You come here today and tell me I'm a friend.
You're not a friend of the Rajapaksas?
No, you watch any of them.
Protesters have vowed to continue their demonstrations.
We won't back down. We won't let this be. We won't settle. And the people deserve to get their basic necessities. They deserve fuel. They deserve transportation.
With tensions simmering, the president-elect issued this warning.
For those who seek to destroy, to threaten democracy, they must then be dealt with the law, by the law. For the others, I would like to bring everyone together so that a national consensus is formed as to the way forward.
He's tasked with serving the remainder of Mr. Rajapaksa's term, due to end in 2024. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.